So this morning, I want to share with brothers and sisters on the topic of the hands of God.
今天早上我要跟各位分享的题目是神的手。
Through the book of Esther.
我跟各位分享主要的经文是在以斯帖记。
So let's read Esther chapter 4, verses 13 and 14.
我们现在先阅读一段经文，是在以斯帖记第四章第
十三、十四节。
第十三、十四节。
It reads, "He, referring to Mordecai, sent back this answer: Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place.But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this.
以斯帖记第四章第十四节，此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡，焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our dearest Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks and give you praise.
我们亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你，我们要赞美你。
Because we know that you love us and you will love us to the very end.
因为我们知道你爱我们。
And we thank you for showing us how much you love us.By sending your one and only Son, the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，你向我们显示了你有多么的爱我们，就是借着你差遣你的独生爱子降临在人间。
He willingly died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins.
他为我们死在十字架上，来救赎了我们，为我们付上罪的代价。
For him, we can have the hope of eternal life.
因着主耶稣基督的救恩，我们有永生的盼望。
And now you will continue to be with us each and every day and each and every moment.
今天你在你无时不刻不继续的与我们同在。
And we pray that this morning your Holy Spirit will be with us.
我们祈求今天早上你的灵圣灵与我们同在，在我们当中。
Use your word to speak to us.
使用你的话语来对我们说话。
You know our needs.
你知道我们的需要。
And we pray that you would meet those needs this morning.
我们盼望你能够满足我们的需要。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. The book of Esther is a very unique book.In the Bible.
以斯帖记在整本圣经里头是有它独特性的。
It's only one of two books among the 66 that contains no mention of God at all.
在圣经整本圣经里头，它是两卷没有表面上没有提到神的书卷之一。
The other one being the Song of Solomon.
另外一卷书就是雅歌。
And also throughout this book, as you know, we go through this, and that you will see there's no record of any miracles that happened.
同时，当我们等一下要看这卷书的时候，你会发现没有任何的记载，任何的神迹奇事。
There's no parting of the Red Sea. There's no calming of some huge storm.
没有过红海，没有暴风雨等的出现。
But just like our daily lives, we cannot see God with our physical eyes.
就是一群人在过一个很平常的生活。
And so often we don't recognize or realize. What God is doing in our lives.
而在这群人在过就像我们在过平常的日子的时候，我们似乎看不见神，听不见神，我们没有意识到神的存在。
Therefore, it's easy for us to ignore him or dismiss him, or sometimes even doubt his existence.
所以很容易我们会不理会神，或者是把神放在一边，认为不足轻重，或甚至会怀疑神。
So even though this book of Esther, there's no mention of God.
但是即便以斯帖记没有表面上没有提到神。
But we can clearly see the hands of God working throughout the book.
但是我们依然可以很清楚地看到神的恩手在做工。
It has been said that the book of Esther is a record of wonders without a miracle.
所以有人说以斯帖记是一本充满了神迹奇事，但是没有明显的提到神迹奇事的这么一卷书。
And just like a miracle, it equally revealed the glory of God.
但是同时这样的一种也是 同样的呈现了显示了神的美善。
So there are a total of 10 chapters in the book of Esther.
以斯帖记一共有十章。
And obviously we're not going to read through that this morning.
当然我们大家都知道我们不可能念完这十章，看完这十章。
So I hope that I think most of us are familiar with the story of Esther.
我相信在绝大多数的人对以斯帖记的故事很熟悉。
And if you're not familiar with the story, I encourage you to, go home and read it later on.
如果你不熟悉的话，那么我鼓励你回家以后能够花点时间把这卷书。
Because this morning we can only hit some of the highlights of the book.
把这卷书从头到尾看一下，但因为今天早上我们只能够提到某些重点。
We start off with chapter 1 and talk about King Xerxes of the Persian Empire and how vast this empire was.
那么在第一章里头就提到波斯帝国，还有波斯帝国的一些情况。
And it has a total of 127 provinces.
那个时候的波斯帝国统管120个省。
It stretched from India all the way to Egypt.
它的范围是从东起印度西到现在的埃及这一带。
And the king wanted to show off his vast wealth, and so he decided to throw a huge banquet.
那么当时的王他想要把他的丰富跟所有的这个王国的尊贵等等给别人看。所以他就设了筵席。
And the banquet lasted for 180 days.
那么他所设的筵席持续了180天。
I don't know how many of us have ever been invited to a banquet that lasts that long.I mean, almost half a year.
我不知道在座有没有任何人被邀请过参加这个长至几乎是半年的筵席。
You would have thought that, hey, after 180 days, you have enough partying or you know, enjoyment after 180 days.
我们想象就是有180天的一些欢乐的节目。
But right after that, the king decided to throw another party or another banquet for 7 days.
但是这个王在180天满了以后又摆设别的筵席，有七天。
He decided to invite everyone from basically the capital city to come, you know, from the greatest to the smallest. They are all welcome to join the party for the 7 days.
所以他邀请那时候的那个首都的地方基本上是所有的人从上到下所有的人都来参加 这些筵席。
And on the seventh day, the king decided that, hey, I have a beautiful queen. I'm going to ask her to come out and show off her beauty.
那么到了第七天，这个王他突然想，哦，我有一个很漂亮的王后，所以我应该让大家也看看。
And the queen actually at that time was also having a banquet for all the women.
而这位王后呢，刚好那一天也在王宫里为妇女摆设筵席。
You would have thought that this was basically a command or an order from the king. The queen would have complied.
我们会想，这个其实这就是王在下令他的王后要出来跟大家见面。
But for some strange reason, the queen refused.
但是基于某种很可能是不很奇怪的原因，我们不知道这个，反正这个王后拒绝来服从这样的命令。
And because of that, the queen was banished from the presence of the king, and basically she was removed.
结果呢，这位王后就被废了。
And chapter 2, as we begin chapter 2, it talks about that the king began to miss having a queen around.
那么第二章让我们看到这个王，就是亚哈随鲁王，他开始想念王后。
So he decided to basically have a nationwide beauty contest.To select his next queen.
所以他决定立后从他的王国里头再选一个女人做他的王后。
So all the young ladies gather in the capital and basically compete to be the next queen.
所以所有的美貌的处女就到这个京城来，他们要被选其中一个，要被选为王后。
And to make the long story short, Esther was selected to be the next queen.
那么长话短说，最后Esther 以斯帖脱颖而出，成了波斯帝国的王后。
And just some background about Esther was that she lost her parents when she was young, and she was raised by her older cousin Mordecai.
关于以斯帖。这儿告诉我们，他失去了父母，他没有父母。那基本上他是他的叔叔的这是他的堂兄所抚养的。
But her beauty was not just on the outside, but also on the inside.
但是美貌不仅仅存在在外表上，其实也在存在在内心里。
Because everyone that come in contact with her liked her, and of course, including the king, and that's why she was made the next queen.
因为我们可以看到，她不仅她有外在美，她也有内在美。因为所有的跟她有接触过的人，都喜欢她。
So basically, Esther, she was a Jewish exile, but now she had become the queen of the nation.
以斯帖，他原来是犹太人，他是被掳的，到在这的犹太人，他的出身，但是呢，他现在成了波斯帝国的王后。
If the story of Esther would have ended here, it would have been an amazing story already.
如果以斯帖记就停在这儿，那么截至目前为止，我们所看到的，它本这个故事的本身就是一个令人惊叹的一个故事。
But this is just the beginning of the story.
但是其实我刚刚说的，我们看到的前面这几章，其实只不过是一个引言或一个开场白而已。
At the end of chapter 2, it recorded seemingly a very minor incident.
在第二章的结束的时候，这里所记载的看起来好像是一个小事，一件小事。
It talks about Mordecai somehow overheard a plot to assassinate the king.
第二章的结束的时候，告诉我们，这个莫迪改，他偶然之间他听到了一件事情。
And that he reported to Queen Esther and forward, I guess, to the king.And discovered to be true.
这件事情就是有人想要下手害王，那么莫迪改知道了，就告诉王后，王后就告诉王。
And two officials was hanged for the plot against the king.
那么这两个要害王的官员，最后就被挂在木头上，被处死了。
And the account was recorded in the history.
那么，这件事情是写在历史上的。
But somehow, Mordecai was not rewarded for what he had done.
但是不知道基于什么样的原因，反正莫迪改虽然立了功，可是并没有受到王的赏赐。
We'll see this actually come into play a little bit later on to be a very important account.
这个在这儿看，表面上是一件琐碎的小事，但是我们后来以后就会发现，其实这件事情，在以后将要发生的事情当中，具有一个关键的地位。
And in chapter 3, it talks about now the villain Haman come into the picture.
第三章，有一个恶人。出现了。
Haman, for some reason, was highly regarded by the king.
这个恶人的名字叫哈曼，他受到王的重用。
Because the king kept on promoting him higher to a higher and higher position.
因为这个王一而再再而三的让他高升，让他升到一个超过其他的官员的职位。
Yeah, to a point that he was only second in command, basically to the king.
所以基本上，哈曼是一人之下、万人之上的一位宰相。
And because of his position, everyone was afraid of him, and everyone, you know, basically, bowed to him.
因为他的地位，因为他的权势，所有的人都怕他，所有的人都向他跪拜。
Everyone except for Mordecai.
每一个人都如此做，只有莫迪改是例外。
So for Haman, even though everyone else bowed to him, but because Mordecai did not, that's what he was focused on.
但是对哈曼而言，即便国内所有的人都向他跪拜，只有莫迪改不向他跪拜，可是他还是耿耿于怀，所以他就开始处心积虑的来要对莫迪改下手。
Just to show how evil Haman was that he was not satisfied just killing Mordecai himself.
那么我们可以看到他有多么的邪恶，因为他不以杀死莫迪凯这个人为满足。
He decided that he will wipe out the whole nation of Israel within the empire.
他决定要灭绝波斯帝国里头所有的犹太人。
So he basically came before the king and said that this group of people were not loyal to the king and it would be to the king's would not be beneficial to the king to keep them around.
所以哈曼就对亚哈随鲁王说，这些人他们留他们对帝国无益，对王无益。
And he even offered up 10,000 talents of silver as basically to paid for the trouble of killing this group of people.
哈曼甚至说如果王能够灭绝这些人，那么他愿意捐一万他连得的银子交给国库。
Since the king trusted Haman so much, he said, "Oh, sure, go ahead, do whatever you think is good."
因为因为波斯这个王他非常的宠信哈曼，所以他就听从了哈曼的建议。
And of course, we need to realize is that this is, you know, during the time there's no letters, there are no internet, obviously, right? So the only way to pass on the news is by basically hand delivering in the king's edict throughout the nation.
当然我们要知道这个时候还没有现代社会的信件或者甚至是网络，所以这些王的命令需要靠人去传达各地。
And all we talked about it earlier is that the kingdom was so vast, so it took some time to disperse the news.
我们刚刚提到这个波斯帝国那个时候，它的领土很广大，所以如果要各个地方的人都知道这个消息这个命令，那需要一段时间。
And basically the news was that on the 12th month the 13th day of the 12th month that would be the day that the Jews will be wiped out.
那么王的命令基本上就是说在12月的13日所有的犹太人都会都要被杀戮。
And this came out during the first month of the year.
那么王的这个命令是在正月十三号传出去的。
And upon hearing the news, of course, every Jews were devastated.
当然听到这个消息以后所有的犹太人每一个都惊慌失措。
And Mordecai included.
包括莫迪凯
talks about that he was just weeping and you know wearing sackcloth and sitting in ashes.
那么圣经记载说他听到了这一切事，他就撕裂衣服，穿麻衣，蒙灰尘，在城中行走。
I guess also for a while that Queen Esther didn't know about what had happened.
有一段时间刚开始的时候，王后以斯帖并不知道这件事情。
She heard about what is going on with Mordecai, so she sent someone to go and find out.
那她听说了莫迪改这样做以后，她就派人去问到底是什么原因。
And the passage this morning in chapter 4, verses 13 and 14 was Mordecai's response.To Queen Esther.
今天我们刚刚看的主要的经文第十三节第十四节就是讲以斯帖跟莫迪凯的反应。
So we want to draw some lessons from the response.
我们要从这段经文里头来汲取一些教训。
And one of the first things we can learn from this passage is that the need for us to love one another.
首先我们得到的一个教导教训就是要彼此相爱。
In Esther chapter 4 verse 13, Mordecai told Esther.
第四章第十三节，莫迪改对以斯帖说。
Do not think that because you are in the king's house or the palace, you alone of all the Jews will escape.
莫迪改对以斯帖说，你别以为你是在王宫里，你是王后，你就强过一切犹太人。
I think this is kind of a similar situation or a situation we can somewhat identify with while we are still in the midst.Of a pandemic.
我想我们可以用自己 现在的情况来联系到这件事情上。我们现在还是在处在疫情当中。
Especially early on, if you remember or recall the days that you know, everyone was so isolated because everyone was staying at home.
我们曾经说过，在这段期间，每一个人都很孤立的，因为每一个人都基本上都留在家里。
And I think for a lot of us, or most of us, is that our primary thought was self-preservation.
我想对我们绝大多数人来说，我们首先要想到的最重要的就是如何自保。
And we're probably thinking mostly about ourselves or our own needs.
也许我们想到的多半就是我们自己，还有我们自己的需要。
As you recall, you know, early on, we have, you know, seen days that, you know, you go to the store, many of the shelves were empty.
我们也经历过这个，我们去店里头买东西，那店里头的很多东西都已经被买光了。
And of all things, right, we even ran out of toilet paper.
就是在疫情刚发生的时候，甚至是卫生纸都很难买得到。
So we can see that, yeah, everyone was just really just were thinking of themselves.
所以我们所看见的就是在疫情发生的期间，每一个人想的首先是自己该怎么办。
But as we kind of at this time beginning to hopefully toward seeing in possibly an end to this pandemic.
但是当在这个时候，当这个疫情好像已经有一些曙光，将要似乎会结束的时候，
How are we to respond?
那我们应该怎么想？
In the Gospel of John chapter 13 verses 34 and 35, the Lord Jesus said,
耶稣基督在约翰福音这么说，
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
耶稣基督说，我给你们一道新命令，这个命令就是彼此相爱。
And by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
如果你们彼此相爱，世上的人就知道你们是我的门徒了。
So, brothers and sisters, as you know, during this time of the pandemic, yes, we are not out of the woods yet.
当然，这个疫情还没有完全的过去。
But as we can see, you know, even many of our own brothers and sisters, you know, have great needs during this time.
我们所看见的是，我们的很多弟兄、姐妹在这个时候也有需要。
Have we still just focusing on our own needs?
我们怎么能够就专注于自己的需要呢？
And without paying attention to the ones around us.
而不顾别的弟兄姐妹们的需要呢？
Because earlier it talks about that we must love one another as the Lord Jesus have loved us.
就像刚才我们所看的，耶稣基督对我们的命令就是我们必须彼此相爱，就像他爱我们一样。
How has the Lord loved us?
神是如何的爱我们呢？
In 1 John chapter 3 verses 16 through 18.
在约翰福音约翰一书
3:16-18 it reads that this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
约翰一书第
三章十六到十八节，
第三章十六到十八节，我们怎么知道神爱我们呢？神就是这样爱我们的。
that he laid down his life for us.
就是为我们舍命。
And verses 17 and 18 give us some practical ways. How are we to show love to one another?
那么第十七节、第十八节给我们一些具体的方式，让我们知道怎么样能够彼此相爱。
It says that if anyone has material possessions and see his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
Sorry, which chapter? Chapter 3, 17 and 18. 我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Some people say that the opposite of love is hate.
有人说爱的反面就是恨。
But some others say that the opposite of love is being indifferent.
但是也有人说爱的反面就是漠不关心。
Basically, an attitude of I don't care.
这就是一种我不在乎的态度。
We only care or can be concerned about our own needs.
我们所在乎的只是自己的需要。
So, brothers and sisters, as we think about how we can love one another, especially during this pandemic.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们能够想一想我们该怎么样彼此相爱，特别是在这个疫情当中。
Is to be aware of the needs of others so that we can help if the Lord provides the way.
就是我们要知道别人的需要，然后我们能够尽我们的力量满足他们的需要。
And also in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 36 to 39.
还有马太福音，
36 to 39. This is where the Lord Jesus said, you know, this is the greatest commandment. It's our full devotion to God.
耶稣在这儿说，这是最大的诫命。
It is for us to have full devotion to God.
就是要全人的在这儿是尽心尽性尽意尽爱主神你们的神。
But it also goes on to say that this is and the second is like it is to love your neighbor as yourself.
然后耶稣继续说，其次也一样。就是要爱人如己。
I follow with the parable of the good Samaritans.
那么耶稣接下来就给了一个好撒玛利亚人撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And basically to tell us that who are our neighbors, that those are the ones around us who are in need.
然后在那个比喻里头。故事里头说的就是，那么怎么样去定义邻舍呢？定义这个邻舍的定义，就是在我们周遭有需要的人，就是我们的邻舍。
Yeah, I guess we're going to move faster. Okay. Second point on is that second point on is for us, you know, for a time such as this.
那么我们第二点我们可以汲取到的教导教训就是焉知你得了王后的位分不是为现今的机会吗？
So coming back to Esther 4 verse 14.
这是以斯帖记第四章第十四节。
And who knows that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?
焉知你得了王后的位分不是为现今的机会吗？
And many of us You might think that, yeah, well, I'm not in, you know, definitely not a royalty.
所以，可能有的人会想，我不是王后，我不是这样的贵族。
And I don't even have a high or important position.
我甚至连一个比较高的、比较重要的地位都没有。
But as early on during the pandemic, I think in one term that came out is that a lot of people were classified or identified as essential workers.
但是我们回想到在疫情刚发生的时候，有些社会上有些人是被定义为不可或缺的一群人。
Of course, everyone who worked in the medical profession.
就是在所有的那些医护人员。
But we also realize that even those who work in the grocery stores, they are classified as essential workers.
但是除了那些显而易见的医护人员，大家知道是不可或缺的之外，其实在工厂里头工作的人也被定义为不可或缺的。
And many, many more seemingly, you know, professions that we didn't think too much of them, they were really, we realized that they were truly essential.
有很多平常我们不注意到的似乎是微不足道的行业也在疫情发生的时候被定义为这个社会之所以能够运转，他们是不可缺少的。
But brothers and sisters, today, no matter what position you're in,
今天不管你是在哪一个职位上，
whether you are a student or a housewife or whatever profession that you might be in.
不管你是学生或是家庭主妇或者是在任何一个行业上。
God put you there with a purpose.
神把你放在那个职位上那个地位上是有他的目的的。
Because we just don't know.
我们可能不知道。
Because everyone, especially when it comes to sharing the gospel, you are an essential worker.
因为其实每一个人特别是讲到传福音我们每一个人都是不可缺少的，都是非常重要的。
And we're familiar with the Great Commission in Matthew 28.
我们当然对马太福音第二十八章所提到的大使命非常的熟悉。
Talks about that. Go and make disciples of all nations.
在那儿说要去，要让万国万民做神的，做主耶稣基督的门徒。
So each and every one of us is an essential worker in proclaiming the gospel.
所以我们每一个人都是在是都是传福音拓展神国的一个不可或缺的不能取代的一员。
So the third point is that the Lord God Himself is the one who saves.
最重要的就是这是神亲口说的。
No. He's the only one who saves.
Oh, sorry. 神是Yes, 是唯一的救主。
And in Esther 4, verse 14, it says,
以斯帖第四章第十四节。
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place.
此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。
It's true, Mordecai.Asked Esther to go before the king.
当然，莫迪改是要以斯帖到王的面前去求情。
But he realized that even if Esther decide not to go, God will still deliver His people.
但是莫迪改同时也很清楚的知道，如果以斯帖拒绝这么做，神也会兴起别的人来拯救他的子民。
So Esther decided, yes, I will go.
那么我们看到的是以斯帖就决定他要到王的面前去求情。
It was not without risk for her.
当然对以斯帖来说，这个他是有很大的风险的，他这么做的话。
Because it had been 30 days, the king had not summoned her.
因为在这之前已经有30天，王没有召以斯帖进宫了。
If she barged right in, she could be killed.
所以如果她没有得到王的的命令，王召她，她自己就进去的话，那么她可能会被处死。
But when she get to before the king accepted her.
但是呢，当她到王的面前去的时候，王居然接纳了她。
And in chapter 5, it talks about that the king was really generous to his queen.
那么第五章让我们看到，王对以斯帖非常的对他非常的给他很多的恩惠。
And he said, "What is your request? Even up to half of the kingdom, it will be granted to you."
所以王居然慷慨到对以斯帖说，你要什么我就给你，就是你要国的一半我也赐给你。
And you would have thought that, hey Esther, now is the time, just tell the king, you know, what you want and you will be done.
也许你会对以斯帖这么说，哦，这是一个很好的机会，你现在就应该马上跟王说你来的目的是什么。
But Esther did not do that.
但是我们看到的是以斯帖没有这么做。
Instead, she invited the king and Haman to another banquet the next day.
她所做的居然是邀请王跟哈曼来赴她所预备的筵席。
And I'm sure many of us thought that, oh,Esther, you blew it. You blew your chance.
我想我们很多人可能会想，哦，Esther，你真的是错过了这个大好的机会。
Kind of, I guess, to tell you that we'll jump to the end and then jump back to what happened.
那么，我们再回到所发生的事情是什么？
Chapter 8 later on to tell us that, yeah, it was, you know, the Jews were saved.
我们如果往后看到第八章，就告诉我们，犹大人最终得救了，被拯救了。
But something happened in between these two chapters, a couple of chapters.
但是在这两三章中间，就是第五章到第八章的那之间，发生了一连串的事情。
That way night, the king couldn't sleep.
那天晚上，王睡不着。
And I don't know about you, you know, what, if you cannot sleep, what you might do?
我不知道，在座的，如果你晚上睡不着，你会做些什么？
Nowadays, you know, if you can't sleep, you might get online, you know, watch some video or read a book or do whatever.
如果我们晚上睡不着，可能我们就起来上网，或者是看书，或者是做一些别的事情。
But the king decided that he is going to have the attendant pick out some history or accounts that happened during his reign and read it out to him.
但是呢，这位王他那天晚上睡不着。他所做的是吩咐人取历史来看看，在他治理的期间发生过什么事情。
Of all the account, it turned out that the attendant picked the account of Mordecai basically saving the king from assassination.
当然肯定有很多事情发生了，但是呢居然他的人帮他取来的就是莫迪改为他做的那件事情。
The king asked, "What reward have I given this man?
那么王就说，那我那个时候给过这个人什么赏赐吗？
The attendant says nothing.
那么臣仆就跟他说没有。
Just when the king was thinking Haman was at the court.
然后凑巧的是，王这么想的时候，哈曼站在他的院里。
Haman came before the king with the intent of asking for Mordecai's head.
那么哈曼之所以见王，他是想要害莫迪改。
And so the king summoned an Haman.
那么王就招哈曼进宫进来。
Yes, I want to honor someone. What is the best way to do it?
那么王问哈曼，如果我喜悦尊荣的人，我应该怎么待他呢？
Haman thought to himself, besides me, who else does the king want to honor?
那么哈曼那时候心里想，除了我之外，还有谁王会喜悦尊荣他呢？
So he came up with a lot of stuff of someone wearing the king's robe, riding the king's horse.
所以哈曼就回答，王所喜悦尊荣的人，你当赐给他很多这样的赏赐。
And to have a high official parade around the city and said, you know, yelling in that this is how the king would honor someone.
而且要让一个人走遍城里的街市，在面前宣告说，王所喜悦尊荣的人就应该如此待他。
And the king said, "Go and do it for Mordecai."
那么王说，那么你就赶快照你所说的向莫迪改去行吧。
At this, Haman realized this is his downfall.
那么哈曼这个时候才知道他失策了。
And he didn't know what to do, but before he could came up with anything, an attendant came and said, "Okay, it's time to go to the queen's banquet."
那么他还不知道当怎么行的时候，这个时候有一个人又来告诉他说，哦，你该去赴王后的筵席了。
So once again at the queen's banquet, Queen Esther or the king asked, "What can I do? What is your request?"
在这这一次的筵席里头，王又问以斯帖说，你要什么，我就赐给你。
And basically Esther pleaded with the king, "My life is in danger."
那么这个时候，以斯帖就在王面前，说我的命，你把性命赐我的性命赐给我。
And so is my people.
同时求你救我的本族人的性命。
And she said that even if our people were just sold as slaves, I would not have bothered the king.
他说，以斯帖说，如果我们只是被卖为奴婢，那么我也不会麻烦你。
At this, the king was just furious.
那么，这个时候，这个王就非常的生气。
He said, "Who is this? Who is the one that dare to hurt my queen?"
他说，谁敢做这件事情？这个人在哪儿？
And basically, Esther pointed at Haman and said, "This is a man."
所以以斯帖就指着哈曼说，就是这个人，他想要杀我，杀我的族人。
And of course, Haman was terrified.
那当然哈曼就非常的惊慌。
We'll talk about, chapter 8 later on. Haman was hanged.
那么后来以后我们就看见哈曼就被挂在木头上被处死了。
And also the Jews were saved when Mordecai issued a new edict or a new law.
还有莫迪改代替王 下了一个命令，那从此以后整个犹大人就得拯救了。
They were allowed to fight back when they were attacked.
那么犹太人现在有一个机会来反击。
Instead of being wiped out, they were able to wipe out their enemies.
所以他们灭绝了他们所有的仇敌。
So we'll quickly, we'll just conclude.
我们现在很快的就做一个结论。
There's a saying that says, you know, large door swing on small hinges.
那么有这么一个说法，就是历史的进程取决于最小的事物。
Basically, what it's saying is that sometimes the turn of event is just based on something really, really small.
基本上这个是说一个大事件的裂点常常是一个小人物所做成的。
And throughout the book of Esther, we can see many of these so-called coincidences that happened.
那么以斯帖记从头到尾我们可以看到很多的所谓的巧合。
For example,
比方说
Esther, of all the people, were chosen as queen.
在波斯境内这么多人里头以斯帖居然会被选为皇后。
Somehow, Mordecai accidentally overheard a plot to assassinate the king.
莫迪改是在一个偶然的情况下，他从旁边听到两个人要害亡。
A king that was so generous to give away half of his kingdom, but strangely did not reward Mordecai.
一个王，他在他很对以斯帖非常的慷慨，他甚至答应如果以斯帖要的话，要把国的一半给他。可是呢，对莫迪改，对他的救了他的命，他却没有当时没有给他任何的赏赐。
Of all the night, that night, the king could not sleep.
在这么多的晚上，居然就是那个晚上，王睡不着。
Of all the things that the king could have done, he decided to listen to some history. Of his kingdom.
王睡不着的时候，他有很多很多的事情他可以做，但是他选择的却是让人取历史书来让他看。
And of all the history accounts, the section that talks about Mordecai saving the king, that was the one chosen.
在这么多的历史的记载里头，王所看到的居然是莫迪改曾经救了他的命这一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, all of these so-called coincidences are the fingerprints of God.
弟兄姐妹们，在所有的这一些人看来是巧合的，其实是神的指纹。
And we need to recognize and realize that God knows exactly what you need, who you need to help you, and when you need it.
所以神同样的，神知道你需要的是什么，神也知道谁会来帮你解决一些问题。
As the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28, it reads that, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
罗马书第八章说，我们都知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被招的人。
The God who loved us so much that he gave up his one and only son.
神爱我们甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
Of course he cares for us.
当然这护佑，他会护佑，不断的护佑眷顾我们。
Just like the book of Esther, we, you know, in our own lives, we don't necessarily see God working, seems like.
就像以斯帖记所启示我们的，在我们自己的生活里头，我们未必常常都知道意识到神在帮助我们。
We don't necessarily experience dramatic miracles.
我们未必经常所经历到的都是富有戏剧性的神迹或奇事。
But we can see these so-called coincidences that happen in our lives and recognize that God is working.
但是我们可以看到所谓的很多的巧合在我们生命中发生，我们知道那是神幕后的在幕后的安排，幕后的作为。
So let us continue to recognize and trust Him who saves.
所以让我们继续的信靠神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父，
We want to thank you and praise you.
我们要感谢你，我们要赞美你。
Because we know that you love each and every one of us.
因为你，我们知道你爱我们每一个。
It has been a very challenging time, in the midst of this pandemic.
我们正逢这个疫情，在这个疫情当中充满了挑战。
We don't know.What our future might hold.
我们不知道将来是如何。
But through your word, we recognize that you are in charge of all things.
但是我们从你的话语里头，我们看到你主宰掌管一切，我们看到你主权的治理。
Nothing will surprise you.
没有任何一件事情是。你是不知道的，你会惊讶的。
You know our needs better than we do.
你比我们更知道我们需要的是什么。
You know exactly what we need and when we need it.
你知道我们真正的需要是什么。
And in due time, you will surely provide what we need.
在你的时间来的时候，你会满足供应我们的需要。
We pray that you will increase our faith so that we will continue to trust you.
我们的祷告是求你增添我们的信心，让我们更信靠你。
And we look forward to seeing you face to face.
我们盼望有一天与你面对面相见。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。